Shalom Aleichem, our voyage through Shas continues in chapter 11, the last perek of Nedarim, Mishnah Chet, Hamudar Hana Mehotno. A man had banned all benefit to his son-in-law. One could imagine such situations. Vehu rotze, and now he wants Latet Levito Mao, to give money to his daughter. Now the problem he's going to run into, as we explained in Kedushin, is when someone gives something to a married woman, it technically belongs to the husband. Now, as we explained in detail, the husband has the obligation to provide for the entire family and feed and clothe and shelter and support his wife, but whatever she's earning is supposed to go to him to offset those expenses as well. So what does the father of the bride do in such a situation? Omer Lo, he tells her when he gives the gift, Hari hamaut elu, behold, this money, netunim loch, it's given to you, b'matana, as a gift, u'bilvod, on condition, shelo yehei vaylich, reshut behen, that your husband will have no authority on this money, elamashat noset v'natenet b'fich. Rather, this money is only for what you buy and put in your own mouth. So she can buy something only for herself, she can't spend it on her husband, or the family, so her rights to use the money are limited, and therefore the husband has no authority over it. The idea here is, since she can only use it on these conditions that her father has stipulated, so she doesn't truly own this gift, so the husband does not acquire it. The Mishnah Tet starts off with actually a quote from a pasuk, the pasuk in Numbers Bamidbar, chapter 30, verse 10, V'neder almana grusha yakum oleha, and the vow of a widow or a divorced woman remains on her. Now, that kind of sounds obvious, because without a husband to annul the neder, then unless she goes to a sage, to a chacham, to undo the neder, she's stuck with the neder. So what is the verse really meaning? Ketzad. So what is going on here? The Mishnah asks. Amra, a woman said, a single woman said, Hareini Nazira, I will become a female Nazir, la'achar shloshim yom, to be effective after 30 days. So 30 days from now is when her Nizirot begins. Afol pi, even though, shenisit betoch shloshim yom, she got married within that 30-day span before the neder started, eino yachol lahafer, the new husband cannot annul her neder. So really, what the pasuk, what the verse means, is if she made the vow when she was unmarried, then even if it's effective when she's married, the husband can't do anything about it. And the Mishnah goes on, Nadra, she made a vow, v'hi birshutabal, when she's happily married to the husband, meferlo, he can undo such a vow as well. Ketzad, what are we talking about? Shouldn't that be obvious? Amra, she said, Hareini nazira la'achar shloshim yom. She says, I will become a nazir effective 30 days in the future. Afal pi, shenit almela nitgarsha b'toch shloshim, even though she could become a widow or get divorced within those 30 days, hare ze mufer. It is annulled. Obviously, if the husband chose to annul it, and then they separated, so the annulment still stands, because the neder, the vow, was made during marriage, and the annulment happened the same day when they were married. Finally, the Mishnah brings a really wild case. Nodra bo bayom. She made a neder on that specific day. V'nitgarsha bo bayom. And she got divorced that day. This is not because of the neder, we'll see. Hechzira bo bayom. And then later on, the same day, the husband remarried the same wife. So it's a pretty busy day. So then after the remarriage, he hears that she made this vow during the original marriage. So in this case, eino yachol lahafer. He is not able to annul it. After all, the marriage that gave him the power of annulment had ended. And the Mishnah explains, Zeyaklal, this is the general rule. Kol sheyotzot reshut atzma sha'achat, any woman who was independent, even for one moment, eino yachol lahafer. The husband can no longer cancel vows that she had made before that period of independence, even though they were married in the morning. Yeshu kochachem, tomorrow is our last full day of Nedarim, and Bezmat Hashem will finish up Erev Shabbos on Friday and begin Nazir, bleed Neder. Zagizot.